弟兄姐妹平安。
平安 ，brothers and sisters。
感谢神能够跟你们一起在这里敬拜。
Thank the Lord, I can be with you to worship the Lord today。
这是主的恩典。
It's a grace from God。
也是主，也是神为我们在创世以前就预备好了。
And it's also a day that God provides before He created the universe。
然后他拣选了你我。
He chose each of us。
那么我们也不知道他为什么要选我们。
We don't know yet why。
现在我们晓得了。
Now we know。
因为我们是个大罪人。
Because we were sinners。
那么，他为我们预备了这个日子，叫我们能够在一起敬拜。
He provided a day, so that we can worship Him。
感谢神。
And we thank the Lord。
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
爱我们的主，我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you to the Lord who loved us。
是你拣选了我们。
It's you who have chosen us。
是你为我们预备了这个日子。
Who ordained today。
而且是在创世以前就为我们预备好了。
And he ordained this day even before the creation of the universe。
你知道我们的需要。
And you know our needs。
也为你自己预备了一个身体。
And you provide the body for yourself。
让我们能够一起在教会里面一起来敬拜你。
So that we can worship in the church。
我们感谢你。
We thank you。
你让我们享受你为我们所预备的这些事情。
You let us enjoy everything you provide for us。
让我们常存着感谢的心。
Let us to have a thanksgiving heart。
让我们能够尊你为大。
So that we can treat you first。
叫我们的心也能够得到满足。
So that we can have satisfaction within our heart。
谢谢你。
We thank you。
感谢祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of the Holy Jesus Christ。
Amen。上个礼拜是什么日子啊？
What's the day of last week?
上礼拜天。
Sunday。
911哈。
It was the 9/11。
那么911对我们来讲，在这个世代的人哈，那么是一个突然的灾难。
It was a unexpected catastrophe。
没有人会想到这个事情会发生。
Nobody can predict that。
那么我们也从报章杂志看到讲到说这个双子塔这个 Twin Tower 象征的这个繁荣发达还有人的成就。
And we learned that the Twin Tower which symbolized the prosperity of the US。
那么我在2010年呢有一个冬天的时候有一个机会去纽约参加一个会议。
And during the year 2010, I had a chance to visit New York.
那么他我们就被招待，我们有十几个人呢，被招待进去这个大楼里面参观。2010年。2000年。
In the year 2000.
Yeah, 2000年哈。
Into the building.
那么我们进去之后，它是一个很大的电梯，大概可以坐50个人到75个人。
So we took an elevator which you can hold 50.
那么我们从那个最底下一层呢，它花了1分15秒到最上面。
It took us a minute and 15 seconds to from the elevator to go to the top.
真的是很 amazing.
It was amazing.
那么我从窗户看去，那个外面的那个自由女神像大概就这么大一点点而已。
We looked through the window and saw the Statue of Liberty, which is this time.
那么到了2002年的年底呢，我又有机会去到那边。
In the end of year 2002, I had a chance again to visit New York.
我就去特地去看了一下所谓的这个 Ground Zero.
And there we visited Ground Zero.
真的叫人很心酸哈。
It was a sad feeling.
而且是哑口无言。
And couldn't say anything.
那么在看到旁边有很多照片挂在那边。
There was many pictures hanging in the place.
就是因为这个事情上升了。
And because many were dead in the event.
那么上个礼拜我们就看到很多的这个电视啊这些东西都在广播这些事情。
And last week we saw many things to memory this.
然后9月11号一过了之后，好像所有的东西通通都收起来了。
And after that day, then everything seems to disappear.
那么就好像这个摆摊子做生意，摆摊子做生意，对不对？时间一到，全部都收起来了。
So it's just like a normal business. When the time is over, then people pack up.
我自己想说，再过10年、20年哈，等到这个世代的人都过去之后。
And I'm thinking in maybe next 10 or 20 years, when this time is over.
那么双子塔的事情就慢慢会被淡忘掉。
Maybe people will forget about this Twin Tower.
这种情形似曾相识，对不对？
And it happens, right?
我们在旧约里面其实也让我们看见人其实是一个很健忘的。
From the Old Testament, we can see that people are very forgetful.
歌舞升平的时候呢，我们就会忘记过去所发生的一些事情。
In the time when people are in prosperity, they forget the bad things in the past.
我们很容易忘记一些教训。
And we forget the tribulations we had.
我们在圣经里面，我们看见神要以色列人世世代代记住神的作为。
And in the Old Testament, in the Bible, God wants the Israelites to remember what God did for them in the past.
他甚至颁布律法，规定节日，叫他们纪念神为他们所做的事情。
So he gave the laws and set up the festivals so that people can remember what God did for them.
但是我们从旧约圣经上去看的时候，我们发现以色列人还是慢慢的就忘记了。
But we see gradually the Israelites forget about those.
然后他们离神越来越远。
And they became depart from God.
今天我要借着帖撒罗尼迦前书五章这一段经文，我们来提醒，我们提醒你们，也是提醒我自己，主要再来的。
Today I would like to use the scripture from First Thessalonians to remind us, not remind me, you, but also myself.
如果你们有圣经的话，请你们打开《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第一节开始。
If you have the Bible, please open the First Thessalonians chapter 5.
这是一个很重要的事情。
It's a very important.
主再来的事情是很重要的。
It's an event that the Lord will come. It's very important.
因为它决定了我们在这个世界上怎么样过活。
It determines what we are to live in this world.
决定了我们今天在这个世界上，我们采取什么样的生活方式。
It determines the style we should live in this world.
保罗这封信是写给当时的帖撒罗尼迦人的教会。
The letter was written to the church from Thessalonica.
因为当时有人写信告诉他们，主再来的事情啊，就要发生了。
Because at that time, it was said.The Lord was coming very soon.
可能说不定都已经定了日期了。
Maybe the day was already set.
甚至有的说已经到了。
Maybe some people was even talked about it's already come.
因此，在帖撒罗尼迦后书的时候，我们就看见有的人他就把他们的工作辞掉了。
Then we can see read from the second Thessalonians that some people even has resigned from their jobs.
在家里面等主来。
And they were waiting for the day.
那么这些事情在教会里面造成一些混乱。
And it caused a lot of confusion.
造成一些困扰。
And it caused very confusion.
那么在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第一节这边，保罗就告诉教会。
So here in the first verses of First Thessalonians, Paul tells the church.
他说关于主再来的事情。时候日期在教会里已经不断地教导他们了。
It talks about the time and dates, and it's already taught in the church.
所以他说我不用再写信给你们了。
He said I no longer need to tell you.
教会应该很清楚这个教导。
The church should be very clear about this teaching.
那么第二节呢，他就告诉我们，他说因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到好像夜间的贼一样。
The second verse, they say that you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
保罗就告诉他们，其实已经很清楚了，这一封信说主什么时候来讲得很清楚，你们知道这是有问题的。
So it's clear in the Bible that the church was told about the day.
这些事情对我们现在的基督徒来讲也是很清楚。
It is also clear for us, the Christian today.
不但主耶稣讲得很明白，
Not only Jesus Christ who said clearly.
他说我去了一定还要再来接你们。
He saidI will come and pick you up.
但是他没有讲任何一个时间。
But he didn't say what specific day.
那么使徒们也是这样子教导。
And it was also taught by the apostles.
那么主耶稣升天的时候，这个天使在旁边告诉这些门徒。
When Jesus ascended to the heaven, the angels told the apostles.
他说你们见他怎么上去，他还要怎么样下来。
You see how he ascended to the heaven, and he will also how he descend to the earth.
但是我们从圣经上看，我们不知道什么时候。
But from the Bible, we don't know the exact day.
不是过去我们所听到的2011年5月21号。
Not the May 20th that of 2011.
那现在延到10月21号，快了哈。
You have been said another day of what, November?
10月21号。
Sorry, October 21st.
那么也有人说2012年。
Maybe some people talk about 2012.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上告诉我们说，你们不要去信这些。
The Bible tells us, do not believe those.
那么当时也有人会讲说，哇，这么久了，怎么还没来？
Now many people wonder why he has not come for so many years.
那么彼得后书那边就告诉我们说，他为什么单言？他不是单言，其实。
The second Peter tells us why he was delaying. Actually, it's not delayed.
那么我们从现在来看，哇，已经过了两千多年了，对不对？
From us, we can see that it has been over 2,000 years.
慢慢的，我们就会淡忘了。
And when time goes on, people forget about it.
然后我们在这个世界上生活，就是很喜乐，很高兴。
And we enjoy our earthly life.
然后教会里面呢也开始教导啊，你要怎么样在这个世界上活着，你要怎么样对人等等的这些事情。
And the church also concentrated on how we should live on this earth and concentrated on dealing with people.
我们再看第三节。
Verse 3.
他说人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样。他们绝不能逃脱。
When people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as labor pains on a pregnant woman, as they will not escape.
第一节告诉我们主再来的事情很清楚了。
The first verse says very clearly about the event of Lord's second coming.
第二节告诉我们好像夜间的贼一样。
The second verse says it will come as a thief in the night.
弟兄姐妹，贼到你家偷东西，会不会告诉你啊？
When a thief come to your house, would he tell you in advance?
他会不会打个电话给你
？Would he call you?
他说我哪一天哪一年哪一天哪一个月哪一个日几点钟到你家会偷东西
？Would he tell you that on certain day that he will come and steal your things from your house?
我们都会想到说这是一个很笨的贼，对不对
？We would think he's very stupid in doing that.
他不会的。
He would not.
那么另外一个特点呢，在这里第三节告诉我们说，就像惨难的妇人一样。
They also tells us it's just like a labor pain on a pregnant woman.
我们当中弟兄姐妹，如果你有这个经验的，
if you have this experience,
你都知道医生护士会告诉你，叫你先准备好，对不对？
You know the doctor or nurses will tell you to prepare.
因为我们不知道他什么时候会开始痛。
Because we don't know the how soon the pain will come.
准备好一个袋子。
And prepare a bag.
里面放很多的东西啊，是要用的。
And inside there's a lot of things which will be used.
所以当太太开始肚子痛的时候。
So when the wife start contraction.
抓了就走。
And the, he can take the bag.
但是我们还是不知道他什么时候会出来。
But yet we still don't know the time.
所以有的人在半路上就生出来了。
And some people, some women give birth on the way to hospital.
有的人进去之后一两个小时就出来了。
And some people wait 2 hours and then the baby came.
也有人在里面痛了两三天还没有出来。
Some even took 2 to 3 days.
也有人医生就告诉他你回家了还没有到再等一个月再说吧。
And even some the doctor says you can go home and come back.
我们不知道什么时候会出来。
So we don't know the exact.
但是有一件事情我们很肯定的。
But one thing we do know.
就他一定会出来。
That the baby will come.
主再来的日子一定会到的。
Same thing for Lord's coming.
第一个他告诉我们像贼一样。
And he told us the Bible tells us it's like a thief in the night.
第二个他告诉我们说。一定会到的，就像临盆的妇人一样，她开始痛了之后，接下去一定会出来的。
It also tells that you will come just like a pain for the pregnant woman.
这是第一个，我们知道主再来的日子是什么回事。
So this is the how the event of Lord's coming.
第二，我们要知道的，主再来的日子对信主的和不信主的人是不同的。
Next, the coming of the Lord.Means differently among the believers and non-believers.
请你看第三节哈。
Now look at verse 3.
好，第三节他说，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到谁啊？临到他们。
It says destruction will come on them when they were speaking peace and safety.
他们。
The word they means.
那么第一节跟第二节是说谁呢？你们。
And in verse 1 and 2 it says you.
那么第四节的时候他说弟兄们你们却不在黑暗里。他说你们却不在黑暗里。
Verse 4 you are not in the darkness. So he has used the word you.
所以我们知道主再来的事对于信主的跟不信主的是不一样的。
So it means differently for those believers and those who do not believe.
他说第四节，他说你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。他的意思是什么呢？他的意思就是说主再来的日子对你们来讲不像贼临到你们一样。
So verse 4, when the Lord comes for you, brothers, it should not like the day.Which comes like a thief.
因为你们都是光明之子。
Because you are the son of the light.
都是白昼之子。
And the son of the day.
不是属黑夜的。
You do not belong to darkness.
也不是属幽暗的。
And you do not belong to the night.
对不信的人来说。
For those who do not believe.
主来的日子是像一个审判的日子一样。
It's a day of judgment.
是一个惩罚的日子。
It's a day of wrath.
那是一种毁灭性的灾祸。
It is a destruction for them.
是整个地球上面的。
It's a destruction on the whole earth.
就好像神借着圣经上告诉我们的。
Just as the God tells us through the Bible.
请你们看到彼得后书哈，我们翻到彼得后书第二章。
Let's turn to Second Peter.
彼得后书第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们从第四节哈看到第十节。
We read from verse 4 to verse 10.
那么第四节开始呢，我们一起来念哈，从第四节一直念到第十节，我们一起来念。就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中，等候审判。神也没有宽容上古的世代。曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口，又判定索多玛、俄摩拉将两城倾覆、焚烧成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒，只搭救了那常为恶人淫行忧伤的义人罗德，因为那义人住在他们中间，听见他们不法的事。就天天伤痛，主知道搭救近前的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下， 等候审判的日子，那些随从肉身纵污秽的情欲，轻慢主治之人的更是如此，他们胆大任性，放在尊位的也不知道惧怕。我们就念到这里，在这里圣经让我们看见过去有类似的事情发生的。
Here the Bible tells there were similarities in the past.
这是给我们一个教训。
It's a teaching for us.
让我们知道主说了，他一定会做到的。
So that we know that whatever God says will happen.
主来的日子一定会来的。
The Lord, the day that Lord will come.
而且是最后的审判。
And it's the final judgment.
神的愤怒会倾倒出来。
The wrath of God will fall upon them.
这是一种毁灭性的。
It's a destructive event.
弟兄姐妹，人很脆弱的。
And brothers and sisters, humans are weak.
决定经不起这些灾难的。
And they could not stand on this judgment.
我们就看看911哈。
Let's look at the event 9/11.
我们就看看过去我们所看到的 tsunami.
And let's look at the what happened in the event of tsunami.
我们看看最近的 Irene 哈，就是那个。那个飓风哈、
And we look at the Hurricane Irene.
就这么一个风过来。
It's just a single wind.
那么在东岸有200万个人，有好几天没有电的。
And even that single hurricane, there's over two million people suffers no electricity.
主再来的日子是他神的审判会临到。
When Lord comes again, the wrath of God will fall upon them.
是一种毁灭性的。
It's a destruction.
没有人能够承受得住的。
And nobody can stand on that.
那么这是对那些他们。
It is for those.
就是不信的人。
For those who don't believe.
那么对信的人呢？
For those who believe,
我们再回到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's go back to chapter 5 of First Thessalonians.
第五章，我们再看第六节哈。
Verse 6.
他说：“所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒、谨守。”
So it says, "Let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be alert."And self-control.
然后我们再看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
他说：“因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。”
Verse 9. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
这里讲的就是我们的身体得赎。
It talk about the our
我们身体得到被救赎
our saved from our body
就是我们的身体将来要复活
it means the resurrection of our body
这是在第四章里面提到的
and it was talked about this
我们信主的时候我们的灵魂已经得救了
our soul was saved when we first believed in Christ
已经重生了
and we were regenerated
所以我们属于主的
So we belong to the Lord.
我们与主的生命联合。
So our life united with Christ.
但是有一件事情还没有成就。
But there's one thing is not a complete.
就是主再来的时候，我们的身体要复活。
Our body will be resurrected in if Lord comes again.
这个很多时候有很多基督徒啊，没有这个盼望的。
There's many Christians who does not have this.Expectation.
所以他的灵魂得救之后就好了。
And he's satisfied when his soul was restored.
所以他好像今天活在这个世界上，反正我灵魂已经得救了嘛，事情已经结束了。那么将来等主再来，我在这个世界上，我爱怎么活着就怎么活着。
So he preferred to live a style whatever he likes, as long he said the soul is saved.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，将来有一天我们的身体还要复活。
But the Bible also tells our body will be resurrected.
那是才是我们的救恩真正的完全呢。
And it's a complement of our whole salvation.
所以在约翰一书那边就告诉我们说，如果我们存着这个指望，我们在这个世界上活着，就要过一种 圣洁的生活。
So that in the book of First John, the Bible tells us, so we need to live a holy life.
他说就是洁净我们自己。
So that we can purify ourselves.
那么第六节，刚才我们能念的，他说，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒、谨守。
So therefore, in verse 6, we are to be alert and self-controlled.
不要睡觉。
And don't be asleep like others.
那么他原来的意思就是说不要沉睡。
It just means you don't continue to sleep.
就是睡得好像，咱们中国人常常形容睡得好像死人一样。
It sleeps the way that you sound like a dead man.
毫无知觉。
And you don't have any feeling.
小偷来你家，把你所有东西都搬光了，就剩下一个床，把你放在那上面，你都不知道。
So when the thief comes, he steals everything of your house, yet you don't you.
这就是沉睡。
And that's the feeling of a sound sleep.
第二个，他告诉我们不要醉酒。
And next, it tells us don't drink, don't get drunk.
在什么叫做醉酒？
What does it mean like getting drunk?
人为什么喜欢喝酒？
Why people?
人为什么会去追求这个醉酒？
Why people want to get drunk?
因为醉酒给我们给你带来一个暂时的这个快乐吧，或者是暂时的快感。
Because drunk will give you a temporary feeling of forgetting things.
所以在这里，他告诉我们，我们也不可以沉迷，我们也不可以贪图暂时的享受。
So it tells us we should not be content with our temporary enjoyment.
如果你在这个世界上有很多的成就，
if you have many achievements in the world,
你知道这些都是暂时的，
and you know that's temporary,
不要沉迷在那个里面，
but don't stay on that,
不要贪图在那个里面，
don't get indulgent with that.
然后第八节，他告诉我们，他说要把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
And in verse 8 it says we should put on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as helmet.
这个胸牌哈，这个护心镜呢，还有我们的头盔都是来保护我们的。
The breastplate and the helmets are all for the purpose of protecting us.
保罗借着这个比喻呢，就是当时的士兵他们所穿的这个军服哈。
Paul used this analogy to describe what the Roman soldiers protect themselves at that time.
他提到三个事情。
He meant three things.
一个是信。
The first is the faith.
第二个是爱。
The second is love.
第三个呢是盼望。
The third is the hope.
这个得救的盼望，就是他并不是说我们第一次得救没有。
He didn't say that we did not have the first salvation.
就是我们信主那一时刻。
That moment we first believed.
这个地方就是讲到我们将来身体的得赎，像身体的这个复活。
He talked about the resurrection of our body.
他提到三个，一个是信，一个是爱，一个是盼望。
He talked about the faith and love.And the hope of salvation.
这个信啊，英文就是 faith 啊。那么在犹大书里面，它译成真道。
The word faith is translated as truth in the book of Judah.
Jude. 啊，那么我自己相信这个地方，它不是讲的我们人的信心。
It's not talk about the.
不是我们相信，不是我英文就是 I believe 啊，
not talk about the believed,
乃是因为神的真道在我们身上带出来的一个行为，这就是信。
It's talking about the action that brought up from God's faith.
是对神把他自己介绍给我们，我们对神的认识，所以在我们里面产生出来一个信靠他的心。
It's the action results from our believing in God.
第二个是神的爱。
The second is love.
这是神的爱。
The love from God.
不是我们的爱。
Not the human love.
约翰一书那边告诉我们说，因为神先爱我们，我们才知道什么叫做爱。
In the first John, it says because God loved us first, so we know what love was.
第三， 盼望，就是神为我们预备将来我们身体得到复活的盼望。
The third is the hope of salvation, which means the hope of your body gets resurrected.
这三件事情都是和神的认识神的真理有关。
All the three things are related to the knowing the truth of knowing God.
这些事情都是和神的话有关。
All these are related to God's word.
不是知识。
It's not knowledge.
因为他告诉我们说要这个。把这个信和爱当作护心镜来遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
Because it says putting on faith and love as breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet.
不是放在地上。
It's not putting those on ground.
也不是放在橱柜里面。
It's not putting in storage.
乃是穿在身上，戴在头上。
You need to put the breastplate on.And also wear the helmet.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
圣经上告诉我们说，你要把这个从认识神的真理上面所得到的信，所得到的爱，所得到的盼望，来主导你自己的生活。
It says you ought to let the action from the faith and love and the hope of salvation to instruct you for you to live in this world.
主导你的世界观。
It's also to teach you.
主导你的价值观。
And to teach you how to view things.
不要被这些暂时世界上的平安稳妥成就冲昏了头。
Don't be confused by the temporary prosperity or temporary success.
不要沉迷在里面。
And don't be content with that.
不要像在夜间睡觉一样沉睡啊。
Don't get sound sleep as you sleep in the night.
要清楚知道神的旨意。
And you should know what God wants you to do.
要清楚知道神要做的事情。
And you should know what God clearly tell you what to do.
因为这个世界上事情都要过去。
Because all things in the world will get past.
不管是肉体的情欲也好。
Not only for flesh.
或者是眼目的情欲也好
or the eye vanity
或者是今生的骄傲
or your pride
这些通通都要过去的
all this will be gone
我们看一处圣经在箴言第三十章
let's go to Proverbs chapter 30
箴言第三十章第七到第九节
chapter 30:27-29
第七节到第九节
Verse 7 to 9.
在这个地方很有意思啊，是这个有智慧的这个智慧啊，他这个人他所求的啊。第七节他说：“我求你两件事，在我未死之先。”啊，
30
啊，第三十章第七节到第九节，箴言第三十章啊，他在这里说：“他说我求你两件事。”在我未死之先，不要不赐给我，求你使虚假和谎言远离我，使我也不贫穷，也不富足，赐给我所需用的饮食，恐怕我饱足不认识你，说耶和华是谁呢？又恐怕我贫穷就偷窃，以致亵渎我神的名。
Here it says, two things I ask of you, O Lord.Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you, and say, Who is the Lord? Or may I become poor and steal, so dishonor the name of my God.
他告诉我们，在这个世界上不要追求这些短暂的。让我们能够高兴的事情。
So it tells us not to pursue those who temporarily can make us happy.
不要在夜间沉睡。
Don't get sound asleep in the night.
要脑筋清楚。
And you need to be alert and self-control.
要让神的话来管理你的生命。
And let the word of God to dominate you.
要让神的话来改变你的世界观。
And let the word of God teach you how to view things.
要让神的话来改变你的价值观。
And let the word of God teach you to alter your thinking about the world values.
这就是我们信主的人应该做的。
This is what we believers should do.
主再来的事情对于信主的和不信主的是不一样的结果。
So the Lord's coming for those believe and those don't believe are very different.
因为我们是属于白昼的。
因为 because we belong to the day.
我们知道主再来的事情。
And we know the Lord will come.
这个主再来的事情决定了你在这个世界上的生活方式。
It determines how you should live in the world.
决定了你的行事为人。
And it determines how you should deal with people.
那么我们在实际生活上我们怎么应用它呢？
How should we apply for those?
保罗在第四章的时候他就提到我们怎么实际应用。
It says in chapter 4 of the first Thessalonians.
对，这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
Chapter 4.
那么在第四章呢，我们看第三节跟第四节。
Let's read verse 3.
他说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
3 and 4 It's God's will that you should be sanctified. You should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
那么第五节他说不要放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
In verse 5 not in passionate lust like the heathen who does not know God.
这里和婚姻家庭很有关系的。
It's related to the marriage relation.
在希伯来书第十三章那边告诉我们说婚姻人人都当尊重。
It says in the book of Hebrews that marriage should be respected.
因为如果不尊重的话，
if we don't honor it,
跟着来的就是淫乱，
then there will be sexual immorality.
或者是苟合，
and there was immorality.
Yeah. 那么在这里呢，一个是婚前，一个是婚后。
It says premarital and after postmarital.
以前我们这个 好几年前十年前了，那么我们教会的英语牧师跟我在谈这些事情。
About 10 years ago the English pastor from my church talked with me about things.
他说他们我们教会中间的年轻人呢，我不知道年轻人的确有这个想法，他们中间的年轻人就说为什么不可以在婚前发生性行为。
He talked about the youth. Many youthwas struggling, asked the question why they can't have sex before marriage.
他说圣经上没有根据的。
He says it was not, there's no evidence from the Bible.
希伯来书第十三章第四节讲得清清楚楚的。
However, the
希伯来书第十三章第四节。
Yeah, the chapter 13 verse 4 of Hebrew
讲得清清楚楚的。
It says very clear.
他把它分成两件事情。
It says two things.
一个是苟合。
The first one is how do you say?
你看一下。
Okay.
希伯来书第十三，这一节圣经很重要哈。为什么呢？因为今天年轻人在外面碰到许许多多的人，他们就觉得说这没有什么问题的。
Okay. Hebrews 13.
第四节。
Verse 4. Okay, it says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexual immoral.
在原文的圣经里面呢，这是两个字哈。如果从你是用和合本的话，和合本就是说，一个是苟合，一个是淫行。苟合是指的所有的。所有的，所以就包括了婚前不可以有任何的这些关系。
Okay, the first class maybe is the adulterer. And second should be the sexual immorality.
那么第二个呢，淫乱、淫行呢，就是指的婚后不可以跟任何其他的人有这些关系。
It says by saying sexual immorality, it says it can happen after marriage.
这讲得很清楚的。
It's very clear.
我们现在看看这个社会。
Let's look at the society today.
当婚姻和家庭遭到破坏的时候。
When there was a brokenness of marriage and family.
所以人在圣洁上面就开始有了这些淫乱啊，这些事情发生。
So there's adulterous people and sexual immorality of people.
年轻人没有结婚就住在一起。
Young people live together before marriage.
认为这是时髦。
And they think it's fashion.
因为大家都这么做。
Because everybody is doing that.
可是我们是神的儿女。
But we are the children of God.
我们是属于光明的。
And we belong to the light.
圣经上告诉我们这是不可以的。
The Bible tells us we are not good to do that.
年轻人谈恋爱。
The young people, they are in love.
那么可以有一些所谓的我们叫做亲密的这个举动啊。
They can have certain intimacy.
但是决定不可以做夫妻之间那种亲密的行为。
But they should not have the intimacy like married couples.
因为那是属于夫妻的。
Because those belong to the marriage.
只有夫妻才可以做这种事情。
Only married people.
这也是神设立婚姻的目的，不是目的，这也是神设立婚姻他的一件，他心里面所想的一件事情。
And this is what God views when He set up the marriage.
我们中间有年轻人呢。
There's some young people among us.
我希望你们能记住。
I wish you can remember.
你们想说这个马牧师真的是你真的是很 old fashioned 哈？
You think that I'm old fashioned?
不是 old fashioned.
No, I'm not.
It's biblical.
It's from the Bible.
是神的话。
It's the word from God.
这是第一个方面，我们不可以有淫乱。
The first thing we should not be should not have adulterous activity.
第二个是在第四章十一节。
The second verse four. Chapter 4:11.
就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章十一节。
Back to First Thessalonians, chapter 4.
他说我们在这个社会上活着的时候要安分守己。
It says, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life.
要亲手勤奋工作。
To mind your own business and to work with your hands.
换句话讲，就是要敬业。
In other words, you should strike your own.
那么第四章十二节在那里，有的翻译本他就告诉我们说，所以这样子外人会尊重我们。
It says verse 12, so that people
外人会尊重我们。
So people will honor you, respect you.
不管你做什么样的工作。
No matter what you do.
你说我在餐馆里面打工。
You may work in a restaurant.
或者是你在大学里面做教授。
You may be a professor in a university.
或者你在公司里面做一个副总管。
And you can be a manager or a director in a company.
但圣经上告诉我们说，我们一定要亲手勤奋的工作。
But the Bible said you should do our own work.
我们在社会上生活要安分守己。
And we should lead a quiet life, mind our own business.
这是我们个人方面。
This is our personal aspect.
第二个方面是在教会全体方面。
And next is the church.
所以我们再回到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十一节。
Now we go back to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
他在这里又告诉我们，所以你们该彼此劝慰，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的一样。
Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing.
就好像主耶稣告诉他的门徒，他说：“你们要彼此相爱。”
So it's like The Lord Jesus who told his apostles to love one another.
所以他给他们洗脚。
So he washed the feet for them.
这是他的一个谦卑的表现。
And this is the action of his humble.
他告诉他的门徒, 你们要彼此相爱。
He told the disciples to love one.
像我爱你们一样,
just as I have loved you.
他说因此众人就知道你们是属于我的。
So that people will know that you belong to me.
众人就知道教会是属于基督的。
And people will know that the church belongs to Christ.
众人也就知道基督真的是神所差来的那一位。
And people will know that Jesus is indeed the one God sent to.
这是两方面，我们实际上的运用。第一个，我们要远避淫行；第二个，我们要彼此相爱，在教会里面。
So these are the two teachings. First, one we should avoid is immorality. Second, we should encourage one another.
第三个方面就是我们要祷告。
The third is we are to pray.
弟兄姐妹，你既然已经相信主耶稣的话。
Brothers and sisters, now you believe in God, what God teaches.
你既然已经相信圣经的话,
now you believe what teaching, Bible teaches.
你知道主要再来,
you know that Lord will come.
你应该怎么准备你自己?
What should you prepare for?
你应该怎么活在这个世界上?
What would you do to live in this world?
有一个小孩子,
there's one child.
他的父亲啊, 因为被调到外面, 他因为职业上的关系被调到海外。
His father was sent to abroad because of his career.
很久不能回来。
The father cannot come here in a short time.
后来有一天, 他的妈妈接到了一个消息, 说他爸爸可以回来看看他们。
And then one day the mom was told that the father can come back to visit the family.
他就把这个好消息告诉他的儿子。
So the father talked about the good news to the son.
这个小孩子就开始盼望他的父亲回来。
Now the son is hoping that he's expecting his father to come back home.
这小孩子真的是很单纯啊。He's
very pure.
他就开始把他自己，他父亲离开的这一段时间，他所做的功课，他学校里面的成绩，他都把它收集在一起。So
he prepared. So he collect what he did in the school.
甚至他也把他自己，你知道，有的时候做父母的啊，喜欢量小孩子身高，对不对？啊，他就在那个墙上面画，哎，他现在长高了多少？他也把那个特地的，把他叫他妈妈，他说你要留在那个上面。He
even kept the record of his height.
还有他在这一段时间里面他所做的事情，他所这个得到的奖品，他通通都把他。 准备好放在一起。
So he collect all his certificate and whatever he got rewarded.
他就是要等到他父亲回来的时候，所有的东西都给他的父亲看。
So he want to show everything he has accomplished when the father comes home.
他要把他这一段时间，他爸爸不在的这一段时间，他所做的事情，把他所碰到的事情，一一的讲给他的父亲听。
He would like to tell his father during his absence. What he did.
弟兄姐妹, 你心里面盼望主再来吗?
Now, brothers and sisters, are you expecting welcome the Lord's coming?
我们不知道他什么时候会来。
We don't know the exact time the Lord will come.
我们不知道他哪一年哪一月哪一日会回来。
We don't know what the exact date he's coming.
但是我们知道一件事情。
But we do know one thing.
他一定会回来。
He will come.
如果是他一定会回来,
if he is coming,
那么你在这个世界上, 你要怎么样活着?
What should live in this world?
他来的时候, 你要怎么迎接他?
How you should receive him when he comes?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们心里面真的是说，我们盼望你再来。
We within our hearts, we hope we are expecting your coming.
我们盼望你快快的来。
We are expecting your coming soon.
我们这样子祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.